Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Okay, today we are going to recap all the tips that I shared throughout the week on working with mentors. I am listing 9 tips that are beneficial into working with a mentor. So the first one is, remember, it says the mentor will help you define your goals specifically, clear, concise, so that way you can measure where you are and your way to your goal and figure out if you're on track or not, if you need to adjust the timing, if you need to adjust what it is that you're doing to make sure you accomplish it. The second one, a mentor adds more accountability to your life, because it's good that you have someone that's checking in your progress to make sure that you'll continue to move forward towards your goal. The third one, it also encourages you to define your why, which is your value. Why do you want to accomplish your goals? What's in it not only for you, but for the society and for the community, for the person that you are doing this for? You really do need a why, because that's going to be what keeps you forward when times and things get harsh, which they will. Number 4, they help you see the best side of you. They see the best in you that sometimes you don't even see yourself. And they continue to work with you to keep pushing you forward to that side of you versus the person that's at present that's afraid and scared and want to be perfect. And sometimes that's not necessary. You just got to keep moving. Another one, number 5, they assist you on building your skills and your development to make sure you have the required skills to accomplish your goal. Because depending on what it is that you want to do, you may have to learn some new one, or you may have to tweak or expertise the one that you already have. You become an expert on a specific area. The other one is they offer you a safe space. This is really important. Don't look over that. That you have a person that understands your communication style, that you need a place where you could dump the different ideas that's in your head, the way it is in your head. That if you're afraid, you can't see it. You can see it. They're not going to penalize you for it. And you're overwhelming. All the negative stuff. I think that's what really people need. They need a space to express the negative emotion within themselves, so that way they could reframe it and get you into moving forward towards your goal. Another one is encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. That's key too, because when the fear comes, the overwhelm comes, the anxiety comes, you want to have a coach that know how to do it. You don't want somebody that dismiss your feelings, or you don't want somebody that make you focus. Those two extremes are not good either. You don't want somebody that dismiss them, and you don't want somebody that keeps you in them. You want somebody that can move you, either shove you or push you, but they're doing it within the love and the confine of the trust in the relationship that you have with that person. And number 7, offers you a different point of view, a perspective on what it is that you're doing. Sometimes we get stuck in our own head. And because we are building a business based on the problem we solve for ourselves and something about that community, we can stay in that space thinking there's only one way to do something. There's only one side to see it. But a coach can help you, provide you with different perspective, viewpoint, a different way to look at the situation or the problem or the solution. Whatever that's going on, it helps you to take a different way of looking at it. The next one is, it also helps you make tough decisions. I'm glad this one is at the last part of the tip, because sometimes we have to make decisions, and especially if we're in business with family members or in friends or somebody you really trust and care. But it's tough to just make that decision and you need somebody to help you with that and help somebody to push you forward so that way you can be successful. Sometimes, guys, I know you don't believe that. I was one of those people too that wanted to be in business with friends and family because it feels secure. If you're blessed and you could do that, great. Understand that's not the same for everybody. My friends and family always wanted something for me to do something for free. Some of them, not most, only because they know me and they just say, oh, come do this for me real quick. And that's your time. That's your expertise. That's your value. Always come at it with business. If you want to do it free, you need to separate those things. So to recap the nine tips. You've heard them before. One, the coach help you define your goals. Two, it provide accountability. Three, they help you define your why. Four, they see the best in you when sometimes you don't even see it. Five, they help you assist you by providing the right training to build your skill and your development. Six, they offer a safe space for you to express yourself clearly and truthfully. Seven, they encourage you to get out of your way and step out of your comfort zone for you to perform. Eight, they offer you a different viewpoint or perspective on something that you may not have thought about and, you know, help you move forward. Nine, they definitely help you to make tough decisions. In the body of the definition, not the definition, the details of this podcast, I listed three books that I think you should do some more reading to further encourage you to understand why you should work with coach and mentor. The first one, it says To Be Coachable, Tools and Tips from the Top Executive. This book is by Jill Chappie. The second one is Bringing Your Boldest Self to Your Biggest Challenge. And other one is Mindset. I did it coming from you because like once you know where you are, how you are, then choosing a coach, you just want somebody that's going to build on that, okay? Make sure that you check these books out. There are plenty of them in Amazon. I just use the top three that I use, that I share with other clients. Hopefully they are useful to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.